listener production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. The federal government has adopted advice from the expert panel on immunisations by rolling out a fourth COVID vaccine. It'll be offered from Monday to those between the ages of 50 and 65 as we start to see a third wave of infections. Those in the age bracket of 30 to 49 will have the choice of getting the extra dose. There's a push for travel insurance to be a priority as passengers experience flight delays and cancellations. Consumer Protection Commissioner Gary Newcombe says they received more than 190 complaints so far this year, most of those in the last 2 months.
Airlines are required to provide their travel services that have been paid for within a reasonable time. If the airline cannot arrange a replacement flight within a reasonable time, then passengers may well be entitled to a refund.
A memorial walk will open at Perth Zoo on Sunday to honour Trisha the elephant following the beloved icon's death overnight at the age of 65. The zoo's Wendy Attenborough says they're caring for their two other elephants who are grieving.
We're working very hard with our remaining two elephants to make sure that they're comfortable and safe.
The cabin crew and passengers of a Virgin Australia flight are being praised for saving the life of a Perth grandmother. Jennifer Home has thanked them after suffering a heart attack while flying home from Sydney last Friday night, and the aircraft had to divert to Adelaide. In sport, West Coast midfielder Elliot Yeo has made his first steps in his recovery from a hamstring injury, with the midfielder spotted jogging at training this morning. Eagles coach Adam Simpson says Yeo should be back in 2 to 3 weeks.
It's been frustrating for all of us and for Elliot in particular. Yeah, we're going to miss him again, but he's still got plenty of footy left in him.
And Fremantle's Caleb Sarong will mark 50 games this weekend when the Dockers take on St Kilda at Marvel Stadium.
Listener.